Let us begin with a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word.
主啊，我们为主您的话语感谢主您。
As we consider this evening the call of the Lord.
我们这里来想到我们神的呼召。
How thou hast called thy servant, the prophet Isaiah.
神如何呼召先知以赛亚。
We pray, Lord, that thou would move the hearts of thy people.
就是您打动你们，你子民的心。
That we may incline our ears to hear the call of God.
也让我们能够回应主您的呼召。
That we may respond to the call of God.
叫我们回应他们。
That we may say, Here am I, send me.
也让我们说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Prepare our hearts to receive thy word.
就预备我们的心来接受主您的话语。
Forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Cleanse us.
洁净我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名而求。
Amen. Now for many years, at Calvary Jaya, in our prayer meeting, we've been praying for God to call His servants.
我们加瑞堂这多年来都在祷告，求神呼召一个人。
It's always been in our prayer item list.
这已经在我们祷告会很久了。And
we pray, God, please call full-time servants.
我们祷告求神，呼召这个全职的神的这个仆人。
For we need servants of the Lord to serve here in Calvary Jaya.
我们需要这个人来侍奉在加瑞堂。
And also in the mission stations.
还有我们的在外地的事工。
Right, in places like Miri.
好像梅里那样。
And the places that are around us.
还有我们周围的地方。
We need calling servants of God.
我们需要受到神呼召的仆人。
Men and women who will give their life to serve the Lord.
那些将生命献上的人。
So in tonight's exhortation, we would like to understand the call of Prophet Isaiah.
所以这里今晚我们就要学习到我们的以赛先知的呼召。We
want to know what it means when a servant of the Lord say, "The Lord called me."
我们要明白，当一个仆人说神呼召我了，是什么意思？What
does it mean when someone say, "I have a burden of the Lord"?
当一个人说我在神里面有这个负担，是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when a servant says, I want to serve the Lord with my life?
当一个人说我要用我的生命来侍奉主，是什么意思呢？
Or when a servant of the Lord says, Here am I, send me.
或者一个人说我在这里，请差遣我。
I pray that this exhortation will touch the heart of God's people.
我祷告这个信息会打动我们的心。
Let's begin with chapter 6, verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
Chapter 6, verse 1 says, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
这里说到，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。We
will see that in Isaiah's calling, there are certain aspects of his calling that the Lord have laid upon his heart.
这里我们可以看到他有几种呼召。First
of all, the Lord gave him a burden in his heart.
第一个，神给他的这个负担。
And that is a burden, there's a deep desire to want to serve God.
他想要侍奉上帝。
And that burden to serve the Lord also helped him to understand the holiness of God.
他这个负担也让他明白神是多圣洁的。
So when we say that somebody has a burden of the Lord, it also means that this person has a desire to serve God.
所以这个人是很想要侍奉主的。
And in his heart, he understood the holiness of God.
他也明白神的圣洁。
And when someone understands the holiness of God, he sees his or her own unworthiness.
当一个人看到神的圣洁的时候，他也明白自己有多么的不配。
And when the Lord puts his gracious hand upon the servant,
当神赐恩于这个仆人的时候，
And God says to him, My grace is upon you.
然后跟他说，我的恩典与你同在。
I will cleanse away your sin.
我会赦免你的罪。
You know what the servant of God will do?
仆人会说什么，你知道吗？
He will say, Here am I, send me.
他会说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And I pray the Lord will touch the heart of one of his people.
我祈祷神会打动我们其中一个人的心。
A brother or sister.
一个姐妹或者弟兄。
Who will move the heart to serve the Lord.
会来全心侍奉主。
In verse 1 of chapter 6, it says, In the year that King Uzziah died.
这里说到，当乌西亚王崩的那年。
Very often the Bible gives us the timing of an event.
很多时候神会给我们一个时机。
And the timing of an event, especially in the history books, have to do with the kings.
这个时机跟我们的王有关。
And in verse 1, when it tells us King Uzziah died, it is a very significant event.
And
why is it important that we know that that was the year King Uzziah died?
为什么我们必须知道他那年崩呢?
Because King Uzziah was a good king.
因为乌西亚王是一个好的王。
He built up the nation.
他重建了这个国家。
In fact, the Bible tells us he did what is right in the sight of the Lord.
神看他为义,
God was pleased with his work.
神看他为义,
except for one instance.
除了有一个时候,
when he offered incense when he shouldn't.
他在坛上烧了香,
and he was struck with an illness, a leprosy.
神就让他打击他, 让他得大麻风,
but other than that, he was a good king.
不除此之外, 他是一个好的君王,
and the Lord blessed him with 52 years of reign.
神赐给他这个52年在位,
and during that time, he made many good reforms in the nation of Israel.
他有做了好的改革, 并且重建这个国家。
And what he did was also he rebuilt the cities.
他重建这个耶路撒冷这个城市。
He was a good king. He fought the enemies of Israel.
他和这个神的敌人战争。
He defeated the Arabians and also the Philistines.
他打败了这亚拉伯还有菲利士人。
Then he had strength in Egypt and he built and fortified the city of Jerusalem.
他在埃及有力量, 重建了, 还有巩固了耶路撒冷。
And he built and strengthened many watchtowers.
他并坚固城楼, 使城坚固。
And in the book of 2 Chronicles, we are told he raised an army more than 300,000 men.
历代记下也记录到, 他有一个很大的军队。
And even he built engines of war to protect the country.
他还建了基贤来保护耶路撒冷。
Was he a good king for the country?
他是一个好的君王吗?
He's good. The Bible described him as a good king.
他是个好君王。
So when first verse of Isaiah chapter 6 says, in the year King Uzziah died, it's a significant event.
所以乌西亚王崩的那年是很重要的事件。
Because after seeing a good reign for 52 years, there will be uncertainty.
因为这个王死了之后就会有很多未知数。
The good king has died.
好的王死了。
The king who brought unity and strength to the nation, he is no longer with us.
让国家统一的国王没有了。
The strength that we have seen in the last 52 years, will we see the next 50 good years?
我们曾有的52年的力量没有了。
I remember in a neighboring country,
我记得我们的这个邻国,
many, many years ago, there was the death of a founding leader of the nation.
这个其中一个创办的人去世了,
and this leader strengthened the nation.
这个领袖, 让这个国家非常的强大,
he brought prosperity,
让国家成功,
he brought strength to the nation,
让国家有力量,
and then he passed away. And you know what the citizens of the nation did?
你知道那个国人做了什么吗?
They lined up the streets,
他们在街边排队,
to say farewell to him,
来说再见,
and they cried tears,
他们流泪,
real tears,
真正的眼泪.
And this was reported in the media in many stations and many broadcasts.
新闻上也有报道.
And it was reported, look at how the citizens love him.
就是说到看这些子民,
that was the kind of feeling people had when King Uzziah died.
这就是以色列人感到的感受。
What's going to become of us?
我们怎么办呢?
The king who has brought us strength and security, he's no longer with us.
给我们平安力量的君王已经没有在我们中间了。
So what would Isaiah think as a prophet?
以赛亚会怎么想呢?
He's probably wondering, what is God's plan for us now?
他大概就在想着，那神给我们的计划是什么呢？
We had a good king.
我们有一个好君王。
He's no longer here.
他没有在这里了。
What's going to become of us?
我们之后怎么办呢？
What about the enemies that are still around?
我们的敌人怎么办呢？
What's becoming of our spiritual life as a nation?
我们属灵上生活怎么办呢？
What will become of the citizens of the country?
这个国民怎么办呢？
What will become of my ministry?
我的侍奉怎么办呢？
In the year King Uzziah died.
当乌西亚王崩的那年,
that was the burden of the prophet Isaiah.
那就是这个先知以赛亚的负担。
What can I do to continue strengthening the spiritual life of the people?
我可以怎么继续来兼顾我们子民的属灵上生活?
This is the burden of the call of God.
这就是得到神呼召的人的负担。
I pray that the Lord will lay this burden upon some heart.
Some man
or woman of faith.
让这个有信心的人,
I have a burden for the welfare of the people of God.
起来说, 我对神子民属灵有负担。
Isaiah had that burden.
以赛亚有这个负担。
But the Lord comforted him.
不过神安慰他,
because in this time of uncertainty, the Lord displayed his glory to Isaiah.
神向他显现了他的荣光。
So he saw a wonderful vision.
他看到一个异象。
Verse 1 says, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
这里说到, 我见主坐在高高的宝座上, 他的衣裳垂下,
so what he saw was the Lord and the glory and the entourage that followed him filled the temple in his vision.
他见到了主,
and verse 2 says they saw also what? The seraphims, angels.
他也看到了沙利弗,
each one has six wings.
各有六个翅膀,
and then with twain he covered his feet, with twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly.
两个翅膀遮脸, 两个遮脚, 两个飞翔。
What a glorious vision that Isaiah saw.
充满荣耀的这个景象。
The Lord was trying to comfort him.
神这里要安慰他。
The good king is dead.
是好的君王不在了。
He is but a man.
他不只是个人。
And the way of all flesh is to pass on.
然后每一个人都会死去。
But the glory of the Lord will never pass away.
不过神的荣耀永远都会长存。
And that was the vision Isaiah saw.
这就是以赛亚看到的异象。
The glory of the Lord.
神的荣耀。
You know, many Bible students ask, why is it the seraphim, the angel, have to cover their face and cover their feet?
很多人会问到,为什么这些萨利弗要盖着他们的脸,盖着他们的脚呢?
Because the glory of the Lord was so overwhelming.
因为神的荣耀是非常耀眼的。
You know, in many ancient cultures, people approach their king or their emperor with great humility.
有很多古老的文化,这些仆人面对他们王的时候是非常谦卑的。
Even in many Asian countries, in the ancient time, they are very careful to approach the king.
我们亚洲的文化也是如此。
We know that, right?
嗯。You
see that in the period drama.
我们可以在电视剧看到。
Right, sometimes when they approach the king, they put their hands in front of them as if not daring to look at the king.
看到君王的人都不敢用他们的脸正视他们的王。
That was the glory of the Lord.
这就是神的荣耀。
That even the angels, the holy angels, dare not open their faces before.
就连圣洁的天使都不敢看神。
God gave Isaiah that vision.
神就给了以赛亚这个意象。
The glory of the Lord will not depart.
神的荣耀是不会是长存的。
So now we read in verse 3.
我们第三节读到,
and one cried unto another.
彼此呼喊说,
so the angels were calling out one to another.
所以这个天使都在彼此呼喊。
Verse 3 says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory.
圣哉, 圣哉, 圣哉。 万军之耶和华,他的荣光充满全地。
The king, the good king may have passed away.
这个好的君王可能去世了。
The king who has ruled the nation of God's people, he has gone.
在位的王可能不在了。
But the glory of the Lord of hosts shall fill the whole earth.
但是神的荣光必充满全地。
He's the creator of heaven and earth.
他是创造这个天地的人。
So Isaiah, do not fear.
所以以赛亚不要惧怕。
Do not be anxious about what God is about to do.
不要担心神会做什么。
This is the God who is almighty.
这是全能的神。
Creator of heaven and earth.
创造天地的神。
I pray that the Lord will lay this burden upon somebody's heart.
我求主将这个负担卸在我们其中一个人的心上。
That the holiness of the Lord and the glory of the Lord is so marvelous.
让神的这个 非常耀眼的圣洁还有荣耀,
that it must be told to the whole earth.
你要将这个告诉全地。
Isaiah was given that burden.
以赛亚有这个负担。
And he saw and knew the holiness of God.
他看到也认识了神的圣洁。
So what do we mean when someone have a burden or a desire to serve God?
所以我们说一个人有负担侍奉主的时候是什么意思呢?
God will lay upon his heart the knowledge of the glory and holiness of God.
神会在他的,让他知道神的圣洁还有荣耀。
Just like Isaiah.
就像以赛亚一样。
He saw it.
他看到了。
In a clear vision.
一个很清楚的意象。
And he saw the angels crying out the holiness of God.
他看到这天使彼此呼喊。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And the whole earth is full of his glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
He is God of heaven and earth.
他是我们天地的神。
Do you want to serve a king who is so glorious that he is the Lord of the whole earth?
你要侍奉这个我们全地的主吗？
Isn't that wonderful?
那不好吗？
Isn't that a comforting message for Isaiah?
这个不会安慰以赛亚吗？
You are thinking of one nation.
他在想，你在想着这个小国家。
And that nation and the king is now dead.
这样一个国家的君王去世了。
But you have a greater ministry.
可是你有一个更重要的侍奉。
The ministry is to serve the Lord of the whole earth.
侍奉这个全地的主。
Would anyone answer the call to serve the mighty Lord of this earth?
有人会回应这个呼召吗？
Creator of heaven and earth.
我们创天地的主。
God is moving the heart of Isaiah.
神就在这里感动了以赛亚。
Now that message was so strong.
啊，这个信息非常的强大。
We read in verse 4.
我们第四节读到。
The post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried.
门槛的根基震动。
And the house was filled with smoke.
殿充满了烟云。
You see, this vision that was given to Isaiah is a complete vision of senses.
所以这个以赛亚有的意象，他什么都能感受到。
Not only did he see the seraphims.
他不只是看到这些撒利弗。
Not only did he hear their voices.
他不只是听到他们的声音。
Not only did he hear the call of holiness towards God.
他们不只是听到他们说圣哉。
He could feel and see the posts of the door shaking.
他可以感受到这个门槛的根基震动。
The moving and the calling of God for his servant.
这就是神的呼召，对他子民的呼召。
A calling that no man can turn away from.
一个没有人能够抗拒的呼召。
And those who have been called by the Lord will know that.
那些被神呼召的会明白的。
They will neither turn away nor forsake or abandon their calling.
他们不会放弃他们的呼召。
Because their calling is to serve the Lord of hosts.
因为他们的呼召是来侍奉我们全能的神。
Whose glory fills the whole earth.
他的荣光充满全地。
Isaiah had the privilege to understand that.
以赛亚明白。
But then something also touched his heart.
当然我们也还有感动他的心。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
You see, when a man understands the call of God,
当一个人明白神的呼召的时候，
and he sees the holiness of God,
而且看到神的圣洁的时候，
he will also understand his own unworthiness.
他也会明白自己有多么的不配。
That I'm a nobody.
他是什么都不是。
I'm an unclean man.
是个不洁净的人。
A sinner.
一个罪人。
A man of flesh.
一个充满一个肉在肉体的人。
What can I do for the Lord?
我能为神做什么呢？
Many a man and woman who have been called felt that way.
很多被受到呼召的人都会这么感受。
How can I serve the Lord in my flesh?
我怎么能在我肉体里面侍奉上帝呢？
But you see, when the grace of God touches the heart of the person, that sense will go away.
不过一个我们的神向我们施恩的时候，那个感觉就会走掉。
Because it is the grace and the redemption of God.
因为这个就是神的赦免，神的恩典。
So look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, and he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
这第六节、第七节就说到，有一撒利弗符飞到我眼前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说，看哪。这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Last night we hear about the testimony of our sister Marilyn.
昨天我们听到了我们玛丽琳姐妹的见证。
How the call of God came upon her.
神的呼召怎么临到她身上。
And that very call of God have come upon many men and women.
神的呼召也降到了很多人的身上。
And you know very often what's the very first feeling?
你们知道第一个感受是什么吗?
Lord, I'm not worthy.
主啊, 我们不配。
I'm not the right person.
我不是这个对的人。
I don't think I can do it.
我不觉得我能做到。
But how did God comfort Isaiah?
不过神怎么安慰以赛亚呢?
God took the coal to cleanse the lips of this unclean man.
神用炭来洁净他的嘴。
So your iniquity is taken away.
说你的罪孽便除掉。The
grace of God will enable you.
神的恩典会帮助你。
So we begin with Isaiah having a burden for the people of God and the work of God.
所以我们由以赛有这个负担来为神的侍奉神的负担来开始。
And as this burden is laid upon his heart, he is more and more desirous. What can I do for the people of God?
他有这个负担就越来越想侍奉主，说想到我能怎么侍奉神的人呢？
And there's uncertainty and there's doubt.
有未知数。
But God reveals to Isaiah the glory and the wonders of God.
不过神就向他显现了他的荣光。
And Isaiah knows and sees the glory and the holiness of God.
以赛亚看到了神的圣洁。
And then he looks within himself.
他就看着自己。
And I remember this mentioned, being mentioned, the inner scope, looking into oneself.
我就记得一个查看自己的心思。
And he says, woe is me, I'm unclean.
他说, 我的嘴唇不洁。
And God, through one of the angels, says, you are now cleansed, you are purged.
然后天使就说, 你现在罪孽便除掉。
And how did the servant of God respond?
我们的仆人怎么回应神呢?
Verse 8, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send?
我又听见主的声音说, 我可以差遣谁呢?
And who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢?
Then said I, here am I, send me.
我说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
I pray that the Lord will lay upon the heart of someone.
我求上帝把这个负担卸在我们当中的人。神会呼召谁呢?
And will lay upon a burden in this heart of the person.
将这个负担给他。
And such a person will say, here am I, send me.
这个人会说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
No matter how this person would feel unworthy though, the Lord will enable by grace.
无论这个人觉得自己有多不配, 神的恩典必定会帮助他。
And I can share this as a personal testimony.
我可以分享我的个人经验。
There is no greater blessing than to serve the Lord of hosts.
这里没有比侍奉神更大的恩典。
The Lord and Creator of heaven and earth.
我们的创造天地的主。
Many of you serve earthly lords and masters, isn't it?
我们很多人都有侍奉在地上的主人，对吧？
Right. It may be someone who's your employer.
可能是我们工作上的上司。
Or it may be a business partner that's senior to you.
或者是比我们年长的这个做生意的。
Even if you're self-employed, your customer is your boss.
或者你们是自己做生意的，你们的。 顾客就客户就是你们的老板。
But one who would say to the Lord, here am I, send me.
我这里就有一个说到, 主啊, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
And a burden to serve the Lord.
他有一个侍奉上帝的这个心。
Such is the blessing of the man or the woman.
这个是这个人的赐福。
May God bless us.
求主赐福于我们。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for the precious word.
主啊, 我们为这主您话语来感谢主您。
That displays to us the calling of the prophet Isaiah.
让我们看到我们以赛亚先知收到的呼召。
And the Lord, may the Lord touch the hearts of thy people.
就是您感动你的人的心。
And serve the Lord with greater zeal.
叫我们能够更有热忱的侍奉主您。
That we may answer the call of the Lord.
叫我们能够回应主您的呼召。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣名而求。Amen.
Amen. Amen.